Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And we are continuing the halachos of Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is a sif test that when you make Kiddush, you should make sure to have a tablecloth on the table and also have a covering over the chalas, have a mappa over the chalas. And the Mishbura here in sif test says two reasons, and before he says another reason. What are the three reasons given? The Mishbura says over here, one reason is that the pas should not be embarrassed. Usually when it comes to brachas, pas has a kadima. You make hamoitzi before you make a bracha on the wine. And here you're making kiddush on the wine, because Mulach HaTchilah make kiddush on the wine. So now the pas will be embarrassed. Why not making the bracha on the pas first, on the challah first? So therefore, that the pas, the challah should not be embarrassed, we cover it, and we only uncover it afterwards. That's reason number one, to cover the embarrassment of the bread. The second reason is that Zeichel Amon. We know that in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden a special present, the mon, the food that they ate every day, and it fell in a special way. It fell covered by dew on top and on the bottom, covered with towel. And therefore, zecha to that neis, we cover the chalas also on top and the bottom. And the third reason Mishbura brings down is that it's called Mishum Yikur de Shabbos. So we want to show that the chalas are coming special for Shabbos. So we keep it covered, and once we make Kiddush, now it's Shabbos, we uncover it to show that it's coming special for Shabbos. So three different reasons why we cover the challah. Now, technically there'd be nafkaminas in the reason, like the Mishbura brings down. One nafkamina like this. Let's say you make Kiddush on the pas. We know halacha is you can make kiddush on bread. If you don't have any wine, you can make kiddush on the bread, on the chalas. So there's no reason of busha. You're taka making the bracha on the bread. So maybe there you don't have to cover it. But if you hold the reason of the man, you do have to cover it. So that's one nafgamina. And the Mishbura says, shemachmir for the reason of man, therefore cover it, even when you're making kiddush on pas. Another nafgamina could have been, if you have to keep it covered until after you make hamaitzi. If the reason is al busha, so it's sufficient just to cover up b'shas kiddush. Afterwards you can uncover it. But it's al zeichel man, then you have to cover it till after Amaitzi. And that's taka also how we know you. With Machmer, for that reason as well, we keep it covered till after Amaitzi. And there could be other nafgmina. Could you use a clear covering? Could you use a plastic bag to cover the challah? If it's Azbusha, it won't be sufficient. But Zeich Lamana would be enough. The dew, the towel was clear. But there were Machmer on the reason of Busha. You have to have a covering that's not clear in order that it should not be embarrassed. Now, there could have been another nafgmina also. Do you have to cover all the chalas on the table? If it's out zeichel amon, maybe it's sufficient with just the one by the mekadesh. Also, out the busha, maybe it's sufficient. But maybe out yikur the Shabbos to show that all the food's coming for Shabbos, maybe you should cover everything on the table. So the minig is, most people are not makbid to cover everything on the table. There are some who are makbid, it's a good thing, but not everyone's makbid on that. Another nafmina would be, do you have to cover the chalas by shal shudas? Because by shal shudas, you still have the reason zeichel amon. And that, the minig is, that the Olam does not cover the chalas by Shal Shudas, even though there would be a reason that Zeichel Amon. And there could be another nafkamina also, if you already made Kiddush, and then now, you made Kiddush earlier, now you're coming to make Amaitzi, do you have to cover it? It's similar to the other nafkaminas. Also, there also, at Zeichel Amon, you should be machmer to cover it. So basically, even though there's three different reasons, we try to be machmer on most of them, and therefore we cover the chalas from beginning of Kiddush till after we make Amaitzi. And even if we make Kiddush already, we still cover it because of Zeich Lamon. And the other way, we also makbid on the busha, and therefore it can't be a clear covering.